Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 9:40. Let's do a little biggest L, biggest dub of the week, shall we?
Very good. That's a warm welcome. It's great to have you in. Biggest L, biggest dub, first time in quite some time. And Walchuk just told me that he's got an L to give somebody. There is an L out there, and it will be hand-delivered by Walchuk. I don't know if it's...
Why am I fully torqued?
Is this going to be something that you think is this biggest L of the week worthy, or do you think it's just honorable mention?
Well, I don't know your biggest L, so I'll have to wait and see. But it's certainly at least worth an honorable mention, if not a full-on blown L.
All right, well, let's get to it. 877-881-1053, where have you taken some L's this week? Where have you gotten some personal victories? We certainly want to hear from you. We already got the 254 letting us know. I've taken some losses. My main ground wire for the outside breaker box is bad. We got something about, you know, we got people helping out at the hurricane area, so he's got some stuff going on at work that's troubling, and something's wrong with his truck, and he can't get it fixed. Oh, his alternator. Oh, my gosh. 254. Hell of a week, brother. Hats off to you. Thank God it's about to be a holiday weekend, and we can all dip into the Truly. Hopefully, we're kicking it poolside with some sun, if we get some sun.
If we get it, but I'm in.
Either way, I love you very much, and I feel for you. My gosh. Naked. Car troubles are just the worst, man. We know that. We're going to have a segment later on where we discover that we might be the wimpiest, the least manly sports radio show in the history of the universe, because some of us, and by some I mean all, really couldn't do anything if we found ourselves having car troubles, even as simple as tire.
I mean, I'll get into that now if you want.
No, we don't have
time. Because I actually have to give a plug.
No, we don't have time.
I have to do one of those Payola plug holes.
You're not allowed to do those. You don't have to do one. You have to not do
one. All right, I won't do one of those.
As long as you want to keep your job.
But I might just give a shout out to somebody that's really good at their job.
Okay.
You can fat finger your phone.
Wait, what?
Okay, wait, hold up, RJ. We'll get to the fat fingering of the phone in a second.
I'm not fat fingering anything, RJ. How dare you call me fat fingered phone?
The first honorable mention L of the week goes to the 600 employees that work for the NCAA that are going to be furloughed over the next 3 to 8 weeks as a cost-saving move. So the NCAA, if you couldn't hate them anymore, here we are months and months after the pandemic. They are furloughing 600 employees in a cost-saving move. That is a massive L being taken by 600 employees. We feel for each and every one of you, and the NCAA can go bleep itself. Now, to RJ's fat fingering of the phone, another honorable mention L being taken is John Fokey of the Charlotte Hornets, as he was their broadcaster, he's their radio voice, play-by-play guy, and Fokey was the guy who tweeted something out in regards to the Denver Nuggets having a playoff series, and he misspelled Nuggets with a different N-word, one of the N-words that you shouldn't ever use. He was that guy, I remember, a couple of weeks ago. Well, Charlotte, the Hornets have announced as of today that because of that quote-unquote typo, he will no longer be the broadcaster for the Hornets. He's officially lost his job. And RJ, the reason why RJ made an appearance there is because when this all went down a couple of weeks ago,
RJ's with the fat fingers.
I was on the board for Troy, and RJ was talking about how he can understand somebody doing a typo situation with certain letters on the keyboard, and he called it, what did he call it?
You're not fat fingering a MacBook Pro.
Okay, that's what it was. He called it fat fingering, and that is a drop that will live on forever. So, John Fokey, you have an honorable mention L this week for losing your job, and, well, it's probably deserved. Also, honorable mention L, Taco Bell is removing another item, the Mexican pizza.
Oh, what the hell? I've never ordered that, but I've always considered it.
Mexican pizza lovers of Taco Bell, sad to say that it is one of many menu items that is being removed. And
well, if they're sad about it, why are they doing it?
No, it's sad for the people who love the Mexican pizza.
Oh, but they're not sad.
But I don't know that Taco
Bell's
necessarily
sad. Because nobody orders the Mexican pizza,
I guess. Said they were sad.
Right. Okay, 877-881-1053. Should I run to Taco Bell tonight, like I did when we found out the quesarito was leaving, and make sure I order a Mexican pizza before it's gone? Is it that good?
254, Biggest Dub, still delivering packages for UPS since 9 a.m., which means I'm about to make $600 today. Holy balls.
You're a beast, 254. Hell yes.
I need to get into your line of work, my boy. $600 in a day?
Man.
Ho-ho!
Jeez.
That is a massive dub, dude. Congrats to you. You put the work in, too. That's one of those things where there's no silver spoons here, okay? This was you put your hard hat on. You brought your lunch pail to work today, and you may have had to pack two because it was going to be a long one. But guess what? You completed it, and you're a badass. And you got to Tola the whole time.
You are.
That's why that job kicks a lot of ace, because clearly you're making the big bucks there, 600, but you also get to Tola. Pretty awesome.
214, loss, replacing the outside AC unit. That sucks.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
But Dub found a thumb-sized nugget of wacky tobacco in the house that they totally forgot about.
Oh, that's like finding $5 in your pocket. It's like, oh, my gosh, I thought I was out of my dipski tonight, but I got a pinch left. It'll last me till the morning, and today was a good day.
Did that with the gummy worms the other night, man.
Oh, you did do that with the gummies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that drive home got a little crazy.
Hey, from the 972, Mexican pizzas are off the chain, and it's a very sad day.
See, there are a lot of people out there that have a lot of love and respect and appreciation for the Mexican pizza. 214 says the Mexican pizza is really good when it's good. If it's not, then it's bleep. Have to load it up with the fire and Diablo sauce. Holy God, that Diablo sauce has literally changed my back door forever.
Yeah, it goes out the same way it goes in. Is that what you're saying?
Let's see here. 817, Biggest Dub. I'm on vacation starting Friday at 6 p.m. for 9 full days. That was brilliant.
That's an amazing
That's how dub. You spend the lead up to week one of the NFL. You spend the entire lead up to week one just getting your mind right,
That's
getting your body right,
in 4 years.
Gearing up for a long season. That is one of the smartest, most kick-ass moves I've ever seen.
Eric has never said anything better than that right there. That is a badass right there. I love you. Yes, go try the Mexican pizza. That's what I'm going to be getting tonight. Can I give the honorable mention Dub real quick?
I thought it was an L.
It's an L. Yeah, it is. It is an L.
My God.
I don't know why I keep wanting to say Dub, but this is a big time L. Don't do this, anyone. This is from Brett Vito, who covers North Texas football. And apparently North Texas quarterbacks coach Tate Wallace is now on administrative leave after he was booked on charges of improper relationship.
What do the Chargers have anything to do
charges.
With this?
Why are you dragging them?
Was this on Hard Knocks?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. In fact, I think that's had terrible ratings.
Derwin James.
This is no joking matter, Eric. He had an improper relationship with a student.
Was Joey Bosa there?
Now, apparently, he was the offensive coordinator at Argyle last year. And this stems from an offense that happened last year while he was at Argyle High School.
Still trying to figure out what Anthony Lynn and the Chargers
on October 4th, 2019 and December 3rd, 2019 for Tate Wallace. So if you're a coach out there, don't mess with the students. It's a no-no, and he has just been arrested. So not a good look.
682 is wanting to know if we've found a name, a title for Zero's crappy 60 seconds of radio that we're going to give him moving forward for each and every show. The answer is no. So we're still taking suggestions, by the way. 903, our guy Caleb. My dub is G-Bag of the Day yesterday. No L can outweigh that. Yes, our boy Caleb came up with an incredible Tolo rap. And Caleb, you'll be hitting the E-Spot, my friend, at 1020. You bet your sweet ass. 865, my job is furloughing 1,900 employees. Was forced to take vacation time, but big dub, five-day weekend. Hey, glass half full mentality. I love it. I appreciate it. And that's huge. But the biggest L of the week might be that guy, Tylan. Or T-Wall, whoever that was there for the Mean Green. But the biggest L of the week, we're going to send a congratulations out to the Pittsburgh Steelers broadcaster, Bill Hillgrove, who was suspended two games for, this is the headline, broadcaster of the Steelers, Bill Hillgrove, suspended two games for wild DUI.
Oh.
He's 80 years old. He's been calling Steelers games for 27 seasons. And he crashed his Honda CRV into a grocery store in Pennsylvania a couple of weeks ago, and he's now being suspended two games. But he said he, quote, just had a couple of beers. but he blew twice the legal limit. He ran his car into the grocery store, but still had the wherewithal to go inside the store and get his prescription medication and then return to the vehicle, to which police, ambulance, firefighters, and everyone were there to tell him, hey, you're going to jail, my friend. So congratulations to you, Bill Hillgrove. You're the biggest L of the week. All right, moving quickly here, honorable mention Dubs. All of us here in the DFW are going to get a chance at some of those delicious Fletcher's Corny Dogs. And that's because
Hell
Golden
yes,
Chick,
baby, I love you, Fletcher.
So we have no State Fair of Texas, sad, except
those
not really because it's overpriced,
mouth,
it's hot,
baby.
It's a pain in the ass. But the Fletcher's Corny Dogs are incredible, and Golden Chick is you know basically throwing up the alley-oop. They are merging with Fletcher's Corny Dogs.
Love a good merge.
And all the way up until – now, this started like 2 days ago.
The merger?
All the way – it's actually, it started a couple of days ago, and it's going all the way through October. October 25th will be the last time that you can get Fletcher's Corny Dogs at Golden Chick's.
So good.
So Golden Chick's already really good. Walchuk speaks poorly of their chicken sandwich, but
it's
I will say.
It's just not in the conversation with
their
Popeyes.
Their chicken, their yeast rolls, and their roasted chicken. The roasted chicken's really, really tasty. They got some catfish as well.
Big fan of the corn nuggets.
So the corny dog Fletcher's, you can go get it at Golden Chick until the end of October. That's pretty kick-ass. Tyler Perry, shout out to Medea. He was once homeless, and he is now, according to Forbes, a billionaire.
Good for you,
Tyler. And that came out this week. So Tyler Perry, what a stud. He does a lot of good work with his money. You know, he helps a lot of people out, and you just couldn't be happier for him. Are we Medea fans in here? Walchuk, you're a big movie buff. You a Madea guy?
No.
Zero.
Never watched it.
All right. Not Make once. It 3-for-3. Still love Tyler Perry, though. But the biggest dub of the week. Holy hell. This is going to hit close to home for me. YouTube TV people, listen up. You've been wondering, oh, my God, the football season's around the corner. How am I going to watch my NFL games? How am I going to watch Red Zone? Damn it, they don't even have the NFL Network. I can't watch NFL Total Access. Well, as of today, for only $10.99, YouTube TV is now offering the NFL Network and the Red Zone
It's
channel.
Only $10.99?
It's only $10.99. Well, as an add-on to your already $50 probably per month YouTube TV. But for an additional $11 or $10.99,
okay,
you will be able to get the Red Zone, Scott Hansen, NFL Network, thank and God. Straight up nothing but
That's not
football
bad.
Sex
every
Sunday.
I feel like I paid $25 a month last year.
Dude, it's an incredible
deal.
That's an incredible deal. It's
well, I just
wonderful.
Don't have YouTube TV.
So biggest dub of the week, football's back, YouTube TV, Red Zone, Scott Hansen, let's party.
Yes, we shall party. A lot of love here for the Taco Bell Mexican pizza. So I'm going to have to dabble with that. And finally, to end this 817, big dub, Quick Trip now sells Cinnamon Toast Crunch ice cream. Big L, they have gonorrhea.
Oh, my God. Still worth it, though, huh? Ice cream? It's a fair trade.
For the gonorrhea?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those you can kind of get rid of, right?
Sterling, is Sterling here? We can ask him. All right, top
Sterling.
10 list at 10 coming up
yeah,
next.
Yeah, Sterling's actually. Sterling is our gonorrhea expert. Correspondent. That's
yeah, I mean, doesn't he do that too?
He does it all, man.
Oh, he does.
That guy.
I love that guy. All right, coming up next, our top 10 list at 10. For you fantasy footballers out there.
Sterling and STD on the air. I'm sure he's going to appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.